Would you go with me to the Lord in prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, thank you, thank you for another day and another opportunity to preach the word, to proclaim what thus saith the Lord, that it won't be said of our people that we don't know the scriptures nor the power of God. Lord, open our hearts and our minds and our ears so that we can soak in all of your word and all of your truth and apply it to our lives, Lord, that we might live lives that are glorifying to you, and that those who don't know you in the pardon of their sins might come to an understanding of the truth of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I pray and ask it all. Amen. The title for today is going to be Because God Said So. What? So we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about today. We're going to talk from the scriptures of 1 Kings chapter 21 verses 1 through 29. And we're going to be talking about because God said so. We live in a day and time when people, everybody wants an in-depth explanation of everything. Employers can't even fire lousy workers without writing out page after page after page of explanation as to how lousy this person is on the job. Parents spend an inordinate amount of time explaining to little Johnny how you shouldn't talk back to mommy and daddy. Instead of saying, because I said so. See, because once they take that mindset, and once people get the mindset of you got to explain everything to me on every level, starting with mommy and daddy. Then they take that to the classroom with their teachers. And then they take that to the street with the police. And then they take that to the courtroom with the judge. And then there we are crying, talking about, what happened? Because not everybody is going to give little Johnny or little Sally an in-depth deposition as to why they said no. Or as to why they said yes. So with God being the best parent in the world, the absolute best parent there ever was and ever will be, sometimes when you go and you read the scriptures, sometimes you'll see where God will explain things. He'll go and he'll talk to us. And the Bible says that he even used to walk with Adam in the garden in the evening. It doesn't say what they talked about, but he said in the cool of the evening, God would come in and commune with him and talk with him. But then there's other parts of the scripture, of the Holy Scripture, where you'll see the answer is and the explanation is because I said so. End of conversation. And look at this. If we as those who name the name of Christ, if we could ever get to the point to where we can look at the Word of God and see where it clearly says something, that could be the end of the discussion. Because God knows the beginning. He knows the end from the beginning. He's always was, he always is, he always will be. He's omnipresent. He knows everything. So when he says something to you and you see it written, it would behoove us as those who name the name of Christ to say, sometimes you say, I don't understand that, but because I see it's written, because God said so, I'm going to do it. Right now, there's a proliferation of women preachers in the ministry. It's going through the roof exponentially because women make good CEOs. They make good company managers. They've got great education. They have even tremendous education beyond many of their male counterparts. So why can't she be? Why shouldn't she be the pastor of the church? Why not? That doesn't make any sense with man's wisdom. That doesn't make any sense. Because God said so. Well, what about brother so-and-so? He's a wonderful communicator. He's been preaching. He's been teaching. He's this and he's that. And why can't he be the pastor of the church? He's got better education. He's got this. He's very charismatic. Why not? Because God said the husband of one wife. God said so. Your argument's not with the person who says that can't happen. Your argument is with God. Take it up with God. But oh my Lord, saints, if we would ever get to the point in our lives to when we see it, we say, ooh, correct me, Lord, and show me the right path, and I'll follow you. See, because everybody, how many of y'all would like to go to heaven? Oh, yeah. And how many of y'all believe you're going to heaven? Amen. And you believe you're going to heaven. Why? Because God said so. He said, if you believe on Jesus, you're going to heaven. Amen. But what about the stuff you don't like? What about that one woman for one man? What about no two men together? No matter how long you've known them, no matter how nice you think they are, no matter how close a relation they are to you, what about that? Well, you know, the science says it might be. But God said. So if you'll start with what the Bible says and work your way out, we will always do better because we're glorifying God. And then he'll show us how to fix those situations, y'all. But you got to start with, when you see it in scriptures, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and watch what he does when we humble ourselves. Today we're going to talk about a man who ends up in a situation where he was full of himself, full of pride. And when it was all said and done, he was humble. He was humble. We're going to talk about covetousness. We're going to talk about craftiness. We're going to talk about death and destruction. And when we finish talking about that, we're going to talk about God's vengeance. Yeah, y'all know God has vengeance. He says, vengeance is mine. God? He says, vengeance. So God's vengeance. And we're going to end up where everybody likes to end up, especially myself, God's mercy. I always like to end up there.